This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back into the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, Dylon actually playing the tunes on the way in. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, keeping the vibes high. Shout out to Jared Gullickson, who's one of our listeners that tweeted. He knew exactly which drink I was talking about, the golf course drink. He's like, are you about to talk about the water hazard? Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about, the water hazard.
What is in a water hazard?
Okay. I saw that online literally yesterday.
Did you?
That's crazy,
okay.
Yes.
So follow me along here. I saw actually two versions of this. One was that they had a splash of Sprite added to it, but a couple shots of vodka, half a blue Powerade, and like a little bit of lemonade.
No.
Okay.
All right, let me say.
It sounded to me like it was right up your alley.
I thought of you
when I was like, okay.
All right, let me stop. Yes, I would drink it. It sounds good. No, I'm not drinking it on a hot day on the golf course, because when you add alcohol with an electrolyte drink, you are asking to get an IV that day.
Really?
If you play 18 holes of golf in 95 degree weather and you drink 5 water hazards.
Why is that though?
Because I would think you're kind of solving the problem.
No, right? What happens is and it's not Squidbilly proven, but I have tested this on someone else. It's
same.
Scientifically proven. What happens is something about with the way your body accepts electrolytes and like a Powerade or Gatorade, it takes it faster and it basically gets into your system quicker and it hits you hard.
Pretty sure I actually tested this at Atlanta Motor Speedway back in February.
It is not that you tested something. I'm not going to out.
It was a rough day.
My dude here, but one of us.
After we saw Allie.
One of us was like.
Downhill from there.
One of us was like, I'm on guard.
One of us Monday morning was like, who won?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, it wasn't me. Mom, if you're listening,
you remember talking in the walk back? And I'm like, yeah, because it was on the cell phone. When I was like, where are you?
Next topic.
Yeah, see how. But no, it hits your system way too quick, and you get hammered quick. I'm telling you.
Sounds delicious, though.
It does sound good.
Some people online put a splash of Sprite. I don't know which one you saw, Dylan, but
I saw the one with the splash of Sprite. Wow. But, I mean, anything Blue Powerade related, because Blue Powerade is my second favorite drink.
Dylan,
sounds delicious.
Dylan, be careful. That's how much punch gets you, too, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. But Blue Powerade, it's good enough to be drunken by itself anyway.
It would be a, are we going to see you again today? No, this is my last time around. We're on hole 14. Yeah, I'll do one.
Yeah.
But no, other than that, no.
Allie, the first time I ever met Bo, we were kind of planning out the show, went out to dinner, and he orders a Cran vodka. And I was like, interesting, man. I did not take you as a Cran vodka guy. My girlfriend used to order that in college.
It's a natural diuretic.
Yeah, that's definitely a college female drink.
He's like, I don't care. I'm secure. You know, order what I need to.
I'm that's
like,
yeah, great. Fair enough. That's
I
don't, great.
Look, I have a drink for everything. If I'm out drinking on a budget, I'm going Cold Bear. If I'm out drinking a couple of drinks, you know, for fun of thing, I do vodka cran, maybe a transfusion, maybe a glass of wine. If I'm grilling or it's first for my post dinner meal, I'm gonna give me a White Russian. Maybe. Now we also have brown Russians where we put whiskey in them, yeah. And those are very good as well. Or if I'm just sitting there, I got the grill going like tonight. I'm gonna do some. Sorry, Alex. I'm doing bacon cheeseburgers on the Blackstone.
Sorry, no, I don't think that's.
Yeah. I'm gonna pour a glass of whiskey while I cook. Maybe have a sip of one after, and then I'm done. Like I have stages for everything, so everything's got its own little thing. Or if I'm at NASCAR, let's just go beer, man. Let's go.
I have a very quick question while we're on this topic.
Sure.
Which would get a guy judged more if you saw them drinking this? A vodka cran or sex on the beach?
Sex on the beach for me.
That's what I figured. I just...
Unless... Uh-huh. Unless you're on a cruise.
Of course for
vacation.
You it's sex on the beach because you drink vodka cran.
Right, exactly.
now if you're at a resort or you're on a cruise... Because I know the Falcons cruise is coming up. Like, I talked to Arch, he's going on that. And actually, a guy hit me up about it. And if we were going, wasn't invited. But if you're on a cruise, that's okay. Because you're on vacation. So all goes. There's no rules.
Frozen drinks, all of it.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, get a Miami Vice.
Yeah, whatever
you want.
Okay, so let's throw out a couple teases for the wake-up call. That'll be coming up at 8 o'clock today. Let's talk a little bit about the wake-up call. First of all, cell phone etiquette. Do you keep read receipts on? Do you ever call somebody back, or does somebody call you back after you've texted them? Absolutely ridiculous in my book. What else is there? There was one other thing we were talking about just a minute ago. Just straight up, like, how long is it okay for you to push off a text message? Because I'm just straight up, like, I'll be 3 weeks later, and I'll be like, hey, man, sorry. Meant to text you back, got busy. It's like, you were busy for 3 weeks?
What always drives me a little bit bonkers is, like, you know, when athletes or celebrities are walking a red carpet and they're like, how many unread text messages do you have? And they have hundreds, thousands. And I'm like, see, it's okay if I ignored that text for a couple weeks. Yeah. It causes me to have bad behavior.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't ever want to accept that. Also, hey, what's the most judgmental drink in Bo's cabinet? You know what I mean? You White Russian after dinner, the cran vodka at the, you know, at the restaurant.
And also, you know, also take vodka and have you ever seen sparkling ice?
Yes.
So, you know, the flavored spark?
Yeah.
That's actually what I drink more than anything else. We'll buy a couple of bottles of those, like the black raspberry, black cherry, whatever, and that's my mixer for vodka.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just, maybe it's your sparkling ice. Well, let us know in the wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock.
I mean, judge me how you want.
That actually might have vaulted to the top of my list.
You don't hurt my feelings. I'm going to do me, dog.
Let's go in the huddle. The story out of the Chicago Bears that dominated the headlines yesterday. Got to talk a little bit about this. It was all over all the bigger websites yesterday and everything else. The one on ESPN, the headline on ESPN said, Caleb Williams, salt way around going to Chicago. One of the spicy articles, Bo, that I've read in quite some time, when you talk to the dive-in to Caleb Williams' dad and just how much they tried to control what was going on in the draft last year.
Yeah, Carl Williams, who is Caleb's dad, I mean, he went to great lengths. This dude, he's not a fan of the rookie cap. He thinks it's unconstitutional, which I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think that at all, but I understand his thought. He did not want him going to Chicago. Even Carl Williams said it's a place where quarterbacks go to die, which has been true, honestly, in the past.
It's hard to argue that.
But then when Caleb met with Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings, he was like, dude, I need to go to the Vikings. And his dad tried to make it happen, and Ryan Poles basically said, look, do whatever you want. We're drafting you. So they went, they researched everything, nuking the city, essentially. And what I mean by that is basically going in on Chicago and making it where you couldn't draft him as your quarterback. Yeah. Circumventing the draft as in just going to, like, trying to play in the UFL. Everything was on the table because Caleb Williams told his dad, I can't play under Shane Waldron.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like things got personal before he even got there because he ends up meeting with the team and then telling his dad, look, don't do any of that. I'm going to go there. I'm going to play there. I'm going to be a Bear. I'm going to be the guy, which I think is kind of cool. And yeah. I actually had a new, like, I'm kind of in the middle on Caleb Williams.
You almost have to separate the way you feel about Caleb Williams to how you feel about his dad. Because you're like, dad needs to calm down. But in the end, Caleb Williams kind of took the reins on this thing and accepted the city. And he took on the task of trying to be the guy that actually could turn things around for the Chicago Bears at that position.
And I think sometimes when you're going to blow things up and draft a rookie quarterback, you need to make sure you have the coach for the next 3 to 4 years. And as in a coach that you have, you see yourself with a long-term future. Not a coach on the hot seat like Eberflus was, because then it makes things weird. But this is what got to me in the middle of the season, and I really need y'all's take on this. He said at times he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. He told his dad, no one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on. And that this is weird for me. Where is there's a lot to break down that could be misconstrued there or taken at just people are going to read that and say, oh yeah, they suck. They didn't even care about him. Or you could say, you know, did he reach out and ask?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Here's the thing, and here's how I looked at this when I read this. I've dealt with enough young kids, in these situations where it's like, here's what usually happens. Sometimes a parent will talk to a kid, and they'll ask why you're struggling so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there are kids out there, and I'm not saying this is exactly what happened. This is what I initially thought, though. Caleb didn't know how to answer his dad. He's like, well, what are the coaches telling you? Well, I don't know. I was in there by myself yesterday. What do you mean you were in there by yourself yesterday?
Right.
And
right.
Maybe it's to a situation where none of the coaches even knew Caleb Williams was in the building. Maybe he just got out of the hot tub and getting treatment. He's like, I'm going to go down and watch film. Oh, well, why are you in there by yourself? I don't know. What are you watching? I wasn't sure what to watch. I just thought I'd come in here and kind of, look at the timing and stuff like that. There's no telling what the truth is in that scenario. There really, really isn't. Caleb might be keeping things close to the vest with his dad. Obviously, his dad, it seems kind of controlling for a guy that's making, $40 million or whatever it is.
Just
calm down, dad.
You're just telling me it's not so simple as he basically sat in meeting rooms by himself, unattended and unguided. There was no guidance.
Right. It's not as simple as like, hey, man, I don't want to go watch film with you. You're going to have to do it on your own. That's never. You're like the quarterback coach, no C, and everybody else involved in this, they don't want to get fired. Like they're going to go watch film with you if you want to watch film. Like, they're not going to, put their own job in jeopardy.
And see, that's where, for one, I think that's where guys like Kirk Cousins are great for young players, young quarterbacks, which Caleb Williams didn't really have that kind of guy. He's not even an Andy Dalton. Let's just use Andy Dalton. But that's where someone's going to read this and say, they didn't coach him at all. He was on his own the whole time. And I find that hard. Knowing what I know about the behind the scenes of NFL teams, that's hard to fathom for me. Now, were they waiting for him to say, what should I watch?
Yeah.
Tell me what to break down. Can you send me something? That's the problem sometimes with egos is I don't know Shane Waldron from anybody. I don't know him from Adam. But was he his ego like, young guy's got to come to me, and not he'll get what I give him from a meeting room? I find that hard to believe. I just don't know.
Yeah.
There's something missing in this story.
Yeah, I completely agree. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Braves. They got back to 500 again. And I met the president again. Movie quote, like Bo does. Allie, Fair or Foul, hosted by Allie. Matt, you got a tease for us? What's a good Fair or Foul you got lined
up? I do. Fair or Foul, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier will both have 1,000 yards rushing this season.
Ooh, sign me up. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.